$100 for you could change your life. Now, what's the requirement for $100? That means 30 customers twice a month. That means 30 hours. Do you have 8 hours you can spend? Do you have 8 hours you could give us? Could you put in a couple hours a day, 4 days a week? After you get the kids off to school in the morning, could you go on out and call on a few people in your neighborhood? Think you could do that? Offer Manway products? If you can, you're on your way to building a nice business. Well, that's only phase one in our business. Some of you will start right there. Now, you don't have to worry about the rest of it, but you got to make a beginning. You mastered this. You worked with this. For others in this room who say, look, I'm interested in a bigger business. I want a more expanded opportunity. I want to really build something. You told me when you invited me you could show me how to build a big business. Well, I'll show you that too. But you see, the nugget of it all revolves around this $100 number. Now, as we move over into the wholesale business, it's not unlike the A&P store. Have you ever heard of A&P? That's a pretty good company. They're doing reasonably well these days. How do you think A&P got to be as big as it is? You think they got one store selling $1 billion worth? No, they got A&P stores in this end of town, that end of town. All over town, you got an A&P store. All over America, you got A&P stores. Every store is a little part of their network. And when they all add it up, they say the Great Atlantic and Pacific Tea Company. Coast to coast, border to border, and they build it all up. But it's all because they got little stores all over America, all doing something. Well, you see, that's what Amway's all about. It offers you a chance to build your own distribution network by opening new stores. Now, if I'm the A&P business, I open a new store by a very simple device. I rent a building. I put all my inventory in. I know $30,000, $50,000, $100,000 worth I commit. Then I run my ads, and then I hope people will patronize my store instead of Eberhard's or Simple Sands or Pick and Pay or whatever it might be. Now I'm going to lure them away from him and try and get them to me. Well, in the Amway business, when you open a new store, you don't make all that investment. You just tell somebody else about how they can make a little extra money on the side, just like I've been telling you. And they say, okay. And so what have you done? You've opened a new outlet. No money commitment, no big investment, no big gamble for you or for him. But you see, I want to expand. I got a nice little business over here in my end of town, but I want to open an outlet over in the other end of town. And so, you know, one of those customers you had over there, Aunt Mary's been saying, you know, it looks like you're, you know, doing pretty good this thing. Maybe I could do that. Say, Aunt Mary, let me tell you how you can do it. And so the first thing you know is you get Aunt Mary going for you, and Aunt Mary starts, and you help show her just like I'm showing you, and I will help you. She got herself 20 customers, and she starts selling $5 worth of money, and Aunt Mary became my first outlet on the wholesale side of my business. So I got Aunt Mary going, and pretty soon I got Uncle Fred going, and he starts selling $100 worth, and then I got Aunt Susie going, and she starts selling this one. I got this one going. She got pregnant the next night. I got this one. Well, that took care of that one. Pardon me. For her, we got to draw a pill. But in any case, it's a zero, huh? In any case, she didn't do it. Now, all I'm trying to do is tell you that everybody that you tell this program to isn't going to sign up. Everybody who signed up isn't going to go ahead and sell $100 worth. Some of them are going to sell $1 worth. Some are going to sell $20 worth. Some are going to sell $50. Some are going to sell $100. But for the sake of my example, and so that both you and I can understand it, because I can't multiply anything unless it's by 5 or 10. See? I'll stick with my $100 figure because I'm using averaging. See? Because it's a realistic figure. But it doesn't mean that that's the way it'll happen. So we can go on, and you build up a distribution network along this line. I don't know what happened to the eraser, but it's right here. So you begin to get the idea, don't you? Well, the only thing you say is, well, if they're all making 30% like I am, where do I come in? Huh? Well, what's this got to do with me? I've got all these people. What do they do? Give them all the company like Avon? You know, how does that help me? Well, let's just start to get you down to the mechanics of how the plan operates a little. Because like in any business, when you get into the wholesale side of the business, normally you buy it at a little better price than that for which you sell it, don't you? The manufacturing company provides you with a bonus or an override on the efforts of the sub-stores that you've appointed. If I'm in the wholesale drug business, I buy the drugs from Perk or from Merck and from Park Davis, and I warehouse them in this area, and I deliver them to all the local drugstores. I buy them for a little better price than he does, right? because I'm the wholesaler. I perform a service of supplying all the drugstores with their basic needs. I warehouse it. I've got an investment in it. I deliver. Well, in the Amway plan, it works like that, only it's a little bit in reverse. Instead of buying it at a better price, in this case, you're rewarded after the performance. And so you can climb. Now, in Amway, we do it this way. If you reach $100 worth of business, we pay you an extra 3%. How come we got the wrong blackboard up here? See? Commissions based on what you do. Simple, isn't it? And the greater your volume, like in all distribution, the greater your commission. So in Amway, if you sell $100 worth, you make this. If you sell $300 worth, you make 6%. If you sell $600 worth, you earn 9%. If you do $1,000 worth, you earn 12%. If you do $1,500 worth, you do 15%. $2,500 worth will get you 18. $4,000 will get you 21. And something, $6,000 will get you 23%. And $7,500 worth of business will get you 25%. Now, those are over and above the basics. These are your commission schedule. Or if I was going to pay my income tax, I'd say it in reverse. This is how my income pays out based on a sliding scale. See, sometimes people look at these as funny things. Just like your income tax, it just keeps going up the bigger your income does. See? So if you think of it like that, it's quite easy to realize that the more business you do, the bigger commissions you receive. Now, in this case, you see your income is based on the total of all these arms, isn't it? See? Because all of this, in effect, is your business. Just that simple. Because you're going to supply these people. You're going to buy your products from me because I'm your sponsor, or whoever your sponsor is. You'll buy it from him, and you'll have it here, and you're the wholesaler now. So in my illustration of the drugstore, you've got to supply your outlets, don't you? If you want to have a wholesale business. And if you're going to have a good wholesale business, you're going to help these people learn how to do it, aren't you? After all, when you open that new store, you don't say to the manager, it's open, lots of luck, come back and see me someday. I don't know. Every morning you go over to see how that store is. You want to make sure his shelves are neat. You want to make sure he's got his doors open on time. You got to make sure he's running his advertising. You want to make sure he's doing the right things to build his business. That's the same thing you do when you appoint a distributor. Then you train them. You show them how. You follow up to make sure they do it. And then you begin to build these outlets for yourself. Well, let's just assume that you added 10 outlets and they all sold $100 worth. Simple. What are you doing? You're going to do $1,000 worth of business. Plus the fact that you did 100. Now you got $1,100 worth of business. And this is all based on a monthly basis. And so at $1,100, at the end of the month, your sponsor looks at the schedule and says you earned 12%. And so he sends you a check for 12% of that amount, or $123 is your bonus on that situation. Oh. But you see, your wholesaler's under you. Your retailer's under you. They also did a little business, didn't they? And they earn a bonus, too, because they all said, wait a minute, I sold $100 worth. I got $3 coming in my bonus. So you've got 10 people, and you're going to have to pay each of them $3. So you've got to pay out $130 to them, which will leave you $97. I never knew. You know, I'm glad you're here. 2 is 0, 0, 2, 2. Is that what it is? Well, 100 is 120. The last 100 is 103. I just figured it's $123. Okay. I'll take your word for it. I like my meetings with audience participation. It shows you're alert. Thank you. In any case, I made 132. I got to pay those people $30. That leaves me something. That leaves me, or you, $102. Simple little business, isn't it? Getting rewarded based on building a little network of distribution. Now, you can take the examples along the line. I can draw as many as you like. In fact, let me draw one more showing you all the way, and then you work out any others or give me some possible things that you might think about if you want to. But let's just assume that all of these people you signed up did what you did. Oh, they all didn't, because I had you with 10 of them. And you know all 10 of them aren't going to make it. Some are going to get to $100. They quit the next day. They will. Some of them will move out of town because their husband got transferred. Some of the others just sign up will get scared. Some will look at them and say, does your product contain phosphate? And they'll die. They will. Just because, you know, you didn't educate them well or they didn't read their literature. You know, we have kind of reputation back of us. But a lot of distributors quit just because they don't bother to read. because they don't really bother to find out what's behind it. So make sure you read the material we give you. Read your ammogram. Study your literature. Read your kit. Read through the manual so you'll know the answers. We have the answers. But in any case, some people just won't bother. So we're going to assume that out of the first 10, and I say the first 10 because recruiting on your part, adding new people, is a continual thing. And so while those other four are quitting, you've got to be adding some new ones up here all the time. You've got to keep adding new stores. After all, if you want to expand your distribution network, you've got to keep adding stores. After all, if you had 10 stores and four of them went belly up on you, what are you going to do, go home and cry? No, you're going to open six to make up for those you lost, and then you'll be a gainer on this thing instead of a loser. That's what business is all about. You keep looking at your problems, and you keep doing something about it. Now, that's very simple business. We won't get into the affairs with these people or the others that quit on you for whatever reason. And only a few of the people you recruit are really going to have the gumption to do this. Just tell you right now. Because some of the other people that these people in turn break in, they're going to quit for the same reason. They're going to let a neighbor scare them out. They're going to let their mother-in-law say, oh, you sell who you think you are. And they're going to quit. Whatever it is, I'm just telling you right now, this isn't all pie and cake or peaches and cream. Everybody who signed up isn't going to make it happen. Some of you will have a little better batting average than others. But the real batting average will be determined by how many times you go up to bat. Not really how well you bat. Because some of you will try and sign up 10, then stand back and wait for it all to happen. It won't happen that way. You'll have to keep replacing, keep recruiting, keep opening new stores as some of them fail on you. And I don't care what company you are, there's a failure rate. I can name any number. We used to have an office in town here that used to be a Kroger store. You know, and Kroger, when that one went belly up, they opened up another one the other side of town. And when that one flunked, they opened up another one. Finally, they got a few in a good location. But that's what business is all about. You keep doing that. Now, if you don't want to do that, don't get in this thing. See? If you think you're so good that everybody you sign up is going to shoot the moon, you're wrong. Now, you may be good, but you see, you can't change what people are. All you and I can do is offer this opportunity to these people and see what happens. Now, out of the group I recruit, some of those people are going to go on and do what you did, huh? Now, let's just assume that out of those, we got this gal to get to 1,000, okay? And we got this one 1,000, we got this one 1,000, we got this one 1,000. We got six of them at 1,000. All right? But in the meantime, you see, we got a few others who didn't make it all the way, but we kept recruiting them, and they kept hanging in there. You know, Aunt Susie didn't go out and really recruit a big business, but Aunt Susie stays in. She's got a few customers she services. And if you keep recruiting and keep adding people, you'll have some who stop at $100, some who stop at $3, some who go to 5,000, some who go to 6, some who go to... You'll have it all over the place. And those who quit, you'll have all those too. Now, in the main, you will end up with some basically strong organizations of this type if you keep doing what I'm telling you to do. So what you end up here is six people at 1,000. That means your business is now at 6,000. And just to, you know, shorten our time span here, I'm going to assume that you did 100 personally, minimum, and that you had in these other people about, let's say, 14 of them yet doing $100. I know that's, you know, kind of simple and theoretical, and it doesn't work that way. But before you're going to get to this point, you're going to have to recruit 30 or 40 of them anyway. If you do that, you'll get there. So you will end up, by our theoretical explanation here, for rounding numbers and so forth, at $7,500. Basically, you're going to now be earning 25%. Your refund check will be $1,875 that you will receive. You're at the top of the bracket. You're earning the maximum commissions paid. And out of that, you've got these people at 1,000, which means you got some here at $120 each that you're going to pay to them times six. And you're going to, is that right? How do you know about that? 720. You're going to pay out to those people. And so you've got a nice little business coming along now, and you've got, still all right? You got a good start on a little business. Could you use an extra grand a month? That's not net, by the way. That's gross. Out of there, you're going to have to pay your telephone. You're going to have some freight expenses. You're going to have some mailing expenses. You're going to have some costs in that situation. You're going to have your car expenses. You're going to have meeting expenses. But let's just say that because you can do this, you know, in a year's time and working hard at this thing, you're going to end up with, you know, you pick a number. I don't know how extravagant you are. But if you spend $500 worth, you're going to make $655. If you watch your P's and Q's, you'll probably more likely spend $300 worth, and you'll make yourself about $800 extra. Now, that's not too bad, is it? I know, that's not everything. That isn't all I told you it would be, but have you had a pay increase like that in the last year per month? Have you? Anybody? Well, okay, you know, like I said, it isn't everything, but it beats anything you've seen so far, doesn't it? Huh? You know, let's get honest about this thing. So, we don't have to give you big numbers. This is the beginning. You've just started a business of your own. You know, most businesses that start figure 3 years before they start making money. If you were to get into a business that even had this potential, normally you'd expect to accrue losses. Beat your brains out and work at it, and maybe 3 years from now, turn it from red to black and start getting profit. This is a business where you can start to be profitable from the beginning without any great risk in money, isn't it? See how simple it is? Mass distribution, geared around a lot of people all selling a little bit of your product. And this is a pretty big country. There's 80 million homes or thereabouts in this continent, all of whom need to be serviced. And Amway right now is less than 1% of the market availability in our field. So we haven't really begun. You're just in on the ground floor of a whole new business. Well, I know somebody out here has got this thing all pegged now and says it'll never work. Told you I could do this thing in 30 minutes. And so, says, now what happens? I got all these people up there, and they're all cutting in on my 25%. What's in it for me? Well, let's just assume that they all went on to where you were, and you had six of these people, and they're all doing $7,500 worth a month. Well, then the company has a 3% compensation program, and it pays you 3% on this person's effort, which comes to you. And as long as you maintain a minimum volume standard here, then when they develop directs, they get 3% on this money. Now, you see the distinction? At this point, it's not a pyramid, is it? I know some of you think, oh, sounds like a chain letter deal. Sounds like a big pyramid deal. Well, it's not, because it separates here. You get paid on this one. They get paid on these. So there's no pyramiding in this business at all. It's all one step. Now, if this person doesn't meet his qualifications, then these people back it up, and some of the income from down here will move to you. And that's what you get paid, and those are the guarantees for working in depth. Now, this is our first meeting. I'm not going to take a lot of time tonight to draw this all out for you, although if I had the time, I would. I'd show you how the 3% works, but I do it essentially the way I'm doing it now. I'd imply that the qualifications are there, that you must do work here. For diagramming purposes, I'd say 3% of that is 2.25. 2.25 times 6 will get us to something. What is that? 6 times 5 is 30. 12 is 15. 6 times 2 is 12. That's $1,300, right? Is that about right? Pretty close? Take my word for it? I'll just tell you one other thing. If you retired, died, became inactive for whatever reason, one of the great things about the plan is that this business will continue to bring money to your estate here, whoever is here. Now, you can develop this at great length. Don't push it too far. Don't spend too much time talking about how they can quit before they signed up. But you've got to let them know it's there, you see. And so I say, if those things happen, the ongoing pace of this business is terrific. But when you do, you're going to give up something. Because you see, otherwise your sponsor gets his 3% on nothing because you're doing nothing. So what we're going to do is take away the average, or 1/6, from what you received and gave it to your sponsor to protect him. And so if you got $1,350, we're going to take 2.25 away from you, leaving you with 11.25 and giving to your sponsor 2.25 up here to protect him. And the same thing applies here, because when this one becomes dead or inactive, then that money will back to you, and that same amount of dollars basically will flow to you. Now, let's all explain the manual in detail. And at our next meeting, if you have more questions on this, we'll cover it. There's really only a few things I want to tell you. It works. I know it seems funny. I hope some of you will buy a kit tonight and take it home and spend the next 3 hours trying to figure out why it won't work. Because I think you'll be on your way. Because, you know, it's interesting that most successful people in this business did just that. They went home and tried to figure this thing out. They said, I know it won't work. Well, we do have a sales kit here you can get. And you can get our manuals. And you can start to read and start to figure. For our discussion purposes tonight, I just want to tell you it does work. But before you leave, let me just tell you about a few of the people I know who started this business who are just as scared, just as shy as you. One of the people I have is a housewife here in town, and she started. She just did a little selling, scared to death, but she went on, and today They live in a beautiful home in the west side of town here. They drive a Cadillac. They have a mobile home they take to Florida. And in fact, they've been gone to Florida now for the last 2.5 months. Well, of course, they've been with us now for 10 years. I'd like to tell you about another fellow. He lives down here in Toledo, Ohio, but he came with us when we started some couple of years back. And he now drives his Cadillac. He has a home up here at Lake Cadillac. He has a home in Toledo. He owns another home, two homes in Florida. It's been pretty good to him. And he had a heart attack a while back. That part is too bad. But you see, even though he wasn't at retirement age when he had the heart attack, his income continues, doesn't it? Because he has an ongoing business. He worked hard. He worked like a fiend at this business. He gave up his nights. He gave up time and effort. I can tell you about a lot of people. I have some stories of success here I'd like to pass out. You read it for yourself, will you? I got a nice set on profiles of success. These are just some of the people. There are thousands of them I could give you and tell you, people I know. I'd like to end by telling you my own story, how we started. And here's my volume. Here's what I did the first month. Here's what I did the second month. Here's what I did the third month. Now look, if I can do it, you can do it. Don't you agree with that? You know, you finally come down to, are you willing to try? You know, you've dreamed all your life about doing something like this, haven't you? Then why do you go on putting it off? You won't be any younger tomorrow. You won't be in any better position tomorrow to make a decision than you are today. When you leave here, don't tell me you're going to talk to your banker, because if your banker knew how to do it, he wouldn't be banking, would he? Right? I'm not kidding. I love bankers because you need a place to have your money kept. It's an important thing to do. But you see, what a banker does is keep money. He doesn't make it. There's a lot of difference. That guy you've been working with in the shop, he's going to laugh at you tomorrow. I know that. He's going to say, oh, here comes the old soap peddler. What makes you think you can sell soap? Did you ever hear a Tide? You're going to hear all that. Okay? But you're going to have to accept some of the laughter. All sorts of people who've gone on to successful lives have lived in a certain amount of ridicule and people scoffing. The world is filled with people who tell you it can't be done. But I'm here to tell you tonight that thousands of people in Amway have already done it. So for those who don't know and who haven't tried, why should you listen to them? My record's on the board. Our performance as a company is on the board. You can listen to him or me. And if he gives you any guff or a lot of questions and things you can't figure out, you can back see me tomorrow. And I'll answer them for you. I'll show you. We have it. Now tonight, I told you you can start it for $15. You can. I have this portion of the kit and I'll show it to you. It has all the literature, the manual, tells you all about it, how to do it. It costs you $3 to join the association. I didn't even mention that to you, did I? We have an Amway Distributors Association where all distributors who join this outfit have a voice in all sales policies affecting their future. So the company just can't do things arbitrarily and change the deal on us. It's always done with a cooperation and an understanding of the field people because we work together hand in glove with the company. And the company even set up the association before they set up the company to make sure that the rights of the distributors were respected and protected so that the integrity of this plan could go on. Well, I didn't even mention 0.25%, but there's some more money up there. The company also has a profit-sharing program, although that isn't the guaranteed portion of the plan. It's another side of this plan, which, really, if I told you all of it, folks, some of you don't believe me now. And I can multiply this, and I can give you bigger numbers. But if you learn to get to these numbers, can you see how you can double it? How do you double it? You just do the same thing over again, don't you? Because once you've learned to do this, then you can put in your mind any figure you like on that board about what's possible. If you can do that in a year or 5 years, what can you do in 10 years? 10 years. Not too long when you consider the average working record of most people who spend 30 to 40 years on a job. We haven't even talked about that. So those are some of the rewards. I'll be here after the meeting. You got any questions, you come up, visit with me. This kid here is, about $15 for the combined package. If I knew the right number, I'd tell you, but it varies with Canada a little and licensing arrangements. You got to tailor it a little bit. I also have a starter pack here, which contains some products. Now, you're going to use these products anyway, and they're a part of this total package. My personal recommendation is not that you invest that, because those are products you buy and use at home anyway, aren't they? But if you bought the combined kit and the starter pack tonight, then you see for about $25, you can be enrolled in the business, have products to use at home, prove their value to yourself, as well as the literature and all, and start. And if you're not happy with the products, you bring them back for a credit. If you don't like that sales kit, you come back here within 10 days. I'll give your money back for the kit, too, okay? As long as you got all the pieces there. I don't want your money. I want you to have some of the things I found in this business. They're available to you. So let's have coffee and cake and talk about it.